We never stop learning. Sometimes we learn by hearing, sometimes we learn by seeing, sometimes we learn by doing. But no matter our age or ability, we should always continue to learn and often help others to learn as well. Over the last 2 weeks of our stewardship renewal, Father Juan has helped you to consider your grateful response to God in the areas of prayer, service, hospitality, and evangelization. This weekend, we consider the last of our five pillars, that of formation, learning and teaching the Catholic faith. St. Paul knew how important that was. He says to the Thessalonians in our second reading today, "We are confident that what we instruct you, you are doing and will continue to do." So what does the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe have in common with the Thessalonians? Well, just like them, we have people who are new to the Catholic faith and people who have been Catholic. We have children, and we have adults. We have people who are well-educated and people who are not. But just as with the Thessalonians, we're reminded that formation is not just for those who are new Catholics, not just for those who are kids, not just for those who don't have the answer. So as you continue to consider all the things that you are grateful for, one of those should be the ability to learn and the ability to help others to learn. After all, if I want to follow Jesus, I have to know who it is that I'm following.